Many men will hear you speak, and they will never turn around. I will not forget you, oh my God, my King.
Welcome to Sunday night again, and welcome to an exciting Sunday night. Tonight, we've got planned to meet some folks that are new to Pathway. And we say all the time, and we express about Pathway, it's a place where it's okay to not be okay. It's a judgment-free zone. It's based on love and a family and community coming together, and it's going to be really special to meet and see some folks that are new to the family. I remember when I was first introduced to Pathway, when I first came to Pathway, it was a time that I was struggling quite a bit, a difficult time in my life for a lot of personal reasons. But beyond that, I knew and I realized that faith needed to be a part of my recovery and part of getting me to a better place. But I was having a lot of trouble in main church, in just the faith in general, religion in general, connecting with something that was important to me or made sense to me. And I remember it was my wife. We go to church at Broadway, members of Broadway. So we hear about it, and she said, go. And I went. And I never forget walking through the doors the first time I ever came, and my anxieties and the stresses that I felt just about life at the time were heightened and nervous, and I just didn't know what to expect. And this is the honest truth. The moment I walked through and I saw the faces and I sat down and I started to hear the music, and over the subsequent weeks starting to meet you all and individuals and hearing people talk about their journey, their hurts, their habits, their hang-ups, their faith and their relationship in a way that I've never heard before. It was inspiring, it was educational, and significantly helpful in my life. And now, all these years later of me being part of this family and this community has taught me so much. And I've learned so much from each of you all that we have individuals that have come over time that are in places where they love, and they've never been closer to God and Jesus Christ, and those that question whether or not they even believe. And all of that is okay. It's okay to be who you are and just be real. We encourage that. We want that. And Pathway, most importantly, is an approach to faith and our journey that's love-based, not fear-based. It takes it from the transactional and puts it more into the relationship of faith. And that's what I've appreciated so, so much. But above all else, it's you all. It's the relationships that I've made. And it's what I've learned from each of you all. And that's what makes it so special tonight to meet and welcome some new individuals to, I know, experience some of those same things that so many of us have, that all of us have. So tonight, my prayers go out to these folks that are coming to us, to know that that this is an open and loving community, and Pathway family, you're joining. And we can't wait to be back in person and start to see everybody very, very soon.
We're still trying to learn. We're still learning how to do this. So
okay, now I've started.
Howdy ho, friends. It's Loretta here. We were asked to make a short video about a recent aha moment. And the first thing that came to my mind was how I'm learning to have a sense of purpose during this time. A lot of what used to give me a sense of purpose, my production, my performance, my tasks, the things I accomplish, don't exist anymore. A lot of those things we've had to put aside temporarily. But I learned from my 93-year-old mother recently, who is bedridden. She hasn't been out of bed since February, so it's been almost a year. The only people that she has seen in a year are her caregivers. And she was struggling with having worth and purpose. And she decided that she was going to start asking questions of her caregivers and getting to know them and showing concern and compassion and listening. And a lot of these people are not people that she would have associated with before. She is becoming more open-minded at 93, and she's really deeply cares about these people, and it's really giving her a sense of purpose. She'll write to me and say, you know, so-and-so, and I'm learning to know these people, so-and-so really opened up about her family and her history, and I understand her better now. And she's finding a real sense of purpose in loving those people. And can't we all do that? I mean, this shouldn't be an aha moment. This should be a duh moment for me. I mean, duh. If you're watching this, you have means of communicating with others. And so we all can communicate and reach out and show compassion. Do I do that well? No. Some of you are sitting there thinking, she never texts me. She doesn't write to me. I know. I know that. Thank God for grace. But I want to focus more on people and less on performance. And we all have purpose regardless. Just being a child of God gives me purpose. And just the fact that he created me as his as company, you know, gives me purpose. He likes my company. Amazing. But I want to be more purposeful in reaching out to people and caring for people. And that's about all she wrote. Thank you. Love ya. Bye.
Are you ready, Mr. Lewis?
I'm ready, I reckon.
All right. This one goes out to all the people there in Radioland.
Strength will rise.
Hope you all enjoyed that little number.
Hey, Lewis, I'm going to give you a countdown, try to help you out on the editing. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hi, Pathway. My name's Chad Hunt. Wendell had asked me to make a quick intro video for the folks that have started coming to Pathway since we can't be in person, and give everyone a chance to know some of the new folks. I think a lot of you probably know me or may have heard my name. Some of you I'm sure haven't, but I've been coming to Broadway for a while now. My history with Broadway is a little complicated. I'll do that more in detail when we can be in person, but I've been going 20, 25 years on and off consistently about the last 19 years. I'm on the church tech team. In fact, I'm in the church parking lot right now getting ready to go inside to record some stuff and work on some things for the Ash Wednesday service. And I jokingly tell people that don't know who I am or what I do that if anything you see on the online Sunday morning online service, if you don't like the way it looks, you can officially blame me. I do a lot of the visuals, lighting, cameras, things like that. You know, I'm proud I finally decided to make the choice to start coming to Pathway, even though I may have started kind of an odd time. I'm glad I started. My wife, Catherine, everybody just calls her Kat. She's a workaholic. She said to let everyone know that was part of her history, and we just could not find a time to do this together before Friday. So Chad and Kat, and glad we're coming. Be glad when we can be back in person again. To meet all you guys that I don't know or don't know us, and just be together in fellowship and become closer to you guys. So I've really enjoyed. We started watching the Pathway online service back around August, something like that. Came to a couple of the in-person services back in the fall when we were able to do that for about a month. But we've been watching weekly ever since. I'm also one of the online campus hosts, so when you see the chat on here tonight, and it says chat host, I also try to help host the services online. That's what that's all about, if you ever wondered why it says that. But again, just glad to be part of the family, and hope to see everyone in person soon. 'Cause at times in life you need. Thank you.
Pathway. I'm Eric, and I'm learning more about the depths of God's love, and I'm recovering from emotional manipulation, chronic illness, alcohol and drug abuse, and I struggle with depression, anger, rage, selfishness, comparisons, and control issues. I got involved in Pathway. I was invited to be a part of a Pathway group with Wendell, Matt Murphy, some others that you may know, but it's been an incredible opportunity for me just to share and listen without interruption. And for me personally, it's just created kind of a safe place to be real and honest. And I really didn't understand the value of it until I got it, until I received it, until I was able to spend time in it, have relationship and develop friendships. And it's really given me a new peace in my life. And I'm excited that there's potential that someday we're gonna be together and we're gonna have opportunity to sit in the same room and continue Pathway. I've been doing it online for I guess a month and a half, and the music and the people are great, and I just want to continue to be a part of it. So I look forward to meeting everybody in person, and I look forward to you know, sharing and becoming part of the community. Thanks.
Well, hello Pathway. I'm in my little red truck and it's after dark, but I'm going under some street lights so you can kind of see that it's me from time to time, and that'll be enough proof. Thought I'd do my recording in my moving truck again, because last time I had Karen on the end of her edge of her seat, and I had Chad watching out for Jeeps that are coming up behind me. So at least the comments you made in the chat thing let me know that you were semi paying attention to what I was saying, because you know I'm really sensitive about that, and I need affirmation and attention, and there's some issues. Anyway, we're glad you're here with us tonight. We've had several people share who maybe you had never met before. They're brand new to Pathway. Basically, since we've gone virtual. And so when we get in person, you'll get to meet them in person, face to face, hopefully. But we're really glad they're here. And so tonight, maybe you've been thinking a little bit about, what was it like the first time I came to Pathway? What was I feeling? What was I thinking? That's the big one. What was I thinking? I try to warn everybody who comes new when they walk into the atrium there, when we're eating and snacking, and I meet them, I give them a disclaimer right up front. Now, has anybody told you yet that we're a bunch of crazies? Because you need to know that right up front so you don't get surprised by anything. So anyway, I don't know if that's what you saw when you first came, that we were indeed a bunch of crazies, but you know what, I love this bunch of crazy people, and as long as we're all mutually and collectively crazy, it works. As soon as one of us thinks we're insane, we may be in trouble. I don't know, because then that proves there's a cure for our insanity, and can't have that. It'd make Pathway obsolete, and we'd have to quit. We don't want to do that. So we all remain crazy, and we support each other in our craziness, and I don't know. We're the crazy club, and it works for us. So anyway, we're glad you're here, and if you're one of the new ones, thank you for sending in your howdies and introducing yourself. That's mighty courageous on your part. And hopefully we'll be back together soon and be able to, well, at least elbow bump at the outset. And then as we go along, shake hands and maybe even hug. Wouldn't that be crazy? Can you imagine what a real life person hug would be like? It would be astounding. Anyway, so glad you're here. Glad you joined us tonight. And we will see you later.
Hey Pathway friends, it's Lewis. It's Sunday morning, and I'm really glad to be with you today. I wanted to jump on real quick because I have an exciting announcement. for you guys. Beginning on February 21st, we will return to in-person Pathway. It will be like it was before, in that you'll have to wear your mask, and we'll have to social distance, and we won't be having any food or anything yet, but we will be live and in person. We'll get to see each other, at least our eyes, in the same room. So I'm really, really excited about that. That is, at this point, the only information I have. We don't know about where it'll be or how you'll register and that kind of stuff. But that is coming soon. Hopefully next weekend I'll have some more information for you about that. So enjoy and take solace in knowing that we will be together soon. I love you all, I miss you all, and I can't wait to see you.
So now, close your eyes and make believe we're in the cup. We're all standing in our big circle, and we need to put air quotes around that word circle, because it's rarely even close to any semblance of a circle. We're joined in some sort of multifaceted trapezoid, and that's really more like it. And we're holding hands, and we're going to join together with a serenity prayer. And my dear wife and lifelong girlfriend has informed me that I say it too fast, so I will slow down so we can all keep up. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. And we always say, keep coming back, because God loves you, and I love you, and I'll be able to tell you that face to face soon. Goodbye.